Walking on water. So yesterday, I almost got killed. Seriously, I was in my car, Luca 2.0. Yes, Luca is now 2.0 because I traded the old Luca in for a beautiful red Honda Accord that is named Luca 2.0. Okay, so I got off topic. So anyway, I was praying and driving down the street from the gym, and in my side view, I see this woman speeding like she was right in every way when she was all the way wrong. Well, I start to think to myself, she just has to be slowing down at some point because my light is green and everyone on her side of the road has stopped. But nope, on she speeds. I hit on my brakes just in time as she hits on her brakes too. I stare at her with an attitude in my shades. Sorry, Daddy, but she needed that stare from death for almost ending my life and not even apologizing. Thank God no one was hurt and no one was behind me when I slammed on my brakes. And I won't lie, I was shook. I was for real shook thinking about my old car and how those brakes were starting to be iffy. So thank God for new car brakes. But then I thought to myself, enemy, if this is you trying to take me out, you must don't know the God I serve. Not asking for a death wish by no means. I just know these days the enemy is getting craftier when it comes to me, and I recognize that I can't let this stuff faze me no more. And yes, I said no more. I can't go back to being who I used to be. I gotta keep moving forward and becoming the woman God wants me to be. Beards are everywhere. I am a lover of the men with nice beards and tattoos. I feel like because that's known, here comes temptation. In my inbox, at Wally World or Walmart, at the gym. But honestly, it's laughable to me. Because these days, I'm living true to one of my favorite T quotes from my sis, owner of the Sexless Tribe, Shakia Seabrook. Find God, then come find me. If you ain't saved, if you can't pray for us and my kid, if you can't really get down with any scripture outside of John 3:16, you ain't for me, bro. You can keep your good morning beautiful messages. That's sweet, and trust me, I'm so flattered because words of affirmation will forever be my thing. But I'm waiting on greater in the love department. And I have full confidence that God will not let me down in that area. I'm believing that He's got a love story that will blow my imagination out the water. One thing I'm learning, though, is that everyone will not always be on board with my faith. My faith may seem laughable. It may seem crazy. It may seem downright stupid to some, but it's my faith. And I'm done letting anyone try to make me lower my faith down to a stump. I'm just out here trying to be a Peter in a world that has a few doubting Thomases. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Thomas too most days. But I want my Peter days to outweigh my Thomas days. For anyone who does not know my Thomas reference, Google why people call him Doubting Thomas. I want to be on that water like Peter. Matthew 14:22-33. It reads, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Okay, so Peter did sink. But did you miss the beauty in that? Peter was the one who got out the freaking boat. It was plenty other people in that boat just watching, waiting to see what would happen. I used to be that person. I don't want to be anymore. When Jesus calls me, I want to ask, is that you, Lord? And when he says yes, I want to come after him. in the water, in the unknown, in what has scared me. I want to be wherever my Savior is. I am not brave, not at all. But HG, Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, makes me brave. So every single day I'm going to wake up depending on HG, being a light in a world of darkness, pointing to the one who continues to fight for me and work on my behalf. I don't know what's to come, God, but I'm trying to trust you. You're fighting for us, whether I see it with my natural eyes or not. Help me to remember that as I get out that boat and walk on water to get to you. Dear God, for so long I was scared of attacks from the enemy for living for you. I was scared I could not handle it and that I was too weak to deal with it. And it's true, I am too weak. But your spirit is strong. Your spirit makes me not back down. Reading your word has made me feel like I can trust you. I won't lie though, I have days where I doubt you and question you and I cry because I want things my way. But I'm slowly starting to trust in your sovereignty. I'm starting to believe that you indeed want your very best for me. You call me yours. You call me daughter. You call me set apart. You say that I'm yours. Man, I still can't believe that you choose to claim me after every mistake I've made. I'm so blessed that your spirit is in me and every single believer of Jesus Christ. I'm amazed at how you love me and that your love indeed is never ending. Please help me to wake up daily with the mindset of wanting to surrender to your will and your way, even if it got me out here looking cray. I don't want to worry about pleasing man anymore. I want only to worry about pleasing you. After every single thing you have done for me, it's the least that I can do. Love, Keith.